In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs. Our Lady, Queen of Purity. Saint Joseph. Saint Maria Goretti. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate a great martyr, a virgin martyr, one really who reflects in many ways. Of course, the church especially looks up to virgin martyrs because they were both doubly virtuous. You know, they had the virtue of purity that they were protecting and preserving to the point of even shedding their blood and giving their life for Christ. Saint Maria Goretti, we find it hard to believe that someone at the age of 12 would have such courage, but we know that grace is not dependent upon age. And so she was a virtuous young girl from the earliest days. She was filled with great spirit of sacrifice as she had to help her mother in raising the family when her father died. And she is really a great model of Christian virtue and of the last century and for all time. She especially is a model for this year of mercy because not only did she have the virtue of purity, chastity, heroic love for God, but her heroic forgiveness, in that she practiced the virtue, the work of mercy of forgiving wrongs done to us. You know, we can think of forgiving wrongs that are like little things. Someone insults us or someone offends us in some way, but we never think maybe of such a big thing as someone who's taking your life or trying to harm you in such a serious way as Alessandro inflicted upon Maria. But even as she was being attacked, she was saying to Alessandro, no sin, Alessandro, I don't want you to sin, and that I forgive you for what you're doing. And of course we know that the great story of that connects with this is because after Alessandro was sent to prison, he was a hardened man, was a very, even in prison, he was considered to be a very mean prisoner, as we would think that he was not a man who was filled with any kind of love for anyone. And as we know, that our Saint Maria appeared to him in his cell and offered him a lily for each of the wounds that he inflicted on her, and said, reminded him of how she forgave him and that she wished him to be with her in heaven. And from that moment, you know, he received that grace to change his life and reformed his way of life, got out of prison, and spent the rest of his life living with the Capuchins as like as an oblate, as a layman who was allowed to live with the friars in the monastery. And he gives also a good example of one who was open to God's grace after this miraculous event, and we have this victorious story that love does overcome evil, that virtue is greater than vice, and that if we pray for our persecutors, if we pray for those who do us injury, and especially if we forgive them, that great things can happen. So today, as we honor Saint Maria Goretti in this year of mercy, we continue to pray for those who may have done us harm or who we have a hard time forgiving, that God, you know, will work his miracle of graces in those situations as well. Maybe not as dramatic or as profound as St. Maria Goretti, but we too can practice this forgiveness of and mercy that she exhibited in her own life. And we pray in a special way through the intercession of St. Maria Goretti, who is such a great patron saint today for our modern age, for all those who are trapped in the vice of impurity, especially with the rampage of pornography in our world today. We can see that truly impurity does lead to violence. And even Alessandro admits that he was addicted to the pornography of his day, and that this was the real downfall of his life, that he was introduced to it. And so we ask Maria Goretti and pray someday that maybe even Alessandro will be raised to the glory of the altars for the example of the importance of purity in our lives and also of practicing mercy and forgiveness. And that we ask these two souls, especially St. Maria Goretti, to intercede for our age, which is so much trapped in this snare of the devil, that many will be freed from this and be experiencing God's mercy and forgiveness in a special way as they turn from that life of impurity to a life of purity and virtue. For to live a life of purity today, it requires a certain martyrdom. It requires that heroic witness. And we ask St. Maria Goretti to assist us to live out that witness in our world today, which is so much needed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.